Glory to God.
Thank you for joining us on today. Merry Christmas, everybody. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Glory to God. Hallelujah. I am Apostle Dr. Marcia Jones of I Am a Ruby Ministries, Jacksonville, Florida. Hallelujah. I'm joined by my staff. Hallelujah. My husband, Pastor Malvin Wisdom Jones, as well as Prophet Marquise. Hallelujah. Lady Sierra is on the line. Hallelujah. And Prophet Jeremiah, glory to God. We want to give honor to Apostle, Chief Apostle Tashana Wiley for allowing us to have this moment with each and every one of you. Merry Christmas to your families. Hallelujah. We bless the Lord at all times. Hallelujah. And his praises shall forever fill our mouths. Glory to God. Hallelujah. We're going to start off with a scripture. Hallelujah. Thank you. That scripture is coming from Psalms 91 and 1. Hallelujah. You just want to protect. Hallelujah. A hedge of protection and a wall of fire all around us. You've heard on today and heard so many times about his birth. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Wanted to come from a different, hallelujah, different standpoint. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Psalms 91. Glory to God. And I'm going to start at the first verse. Glory to God. Hallelujah. He who dwells in the shelter of the Most High will remain secure and rest in the shadow of the Almighty, whose power no enemy can withstand. I will say of the Lord, he is my refuge and my fortress, my God in whom I trust with great confidence and in whom on whom I rely. Glory to God. Hallelujah. If his son wouldn't have come, come on somebody. Hallelujah. Who would we have to rely on? Hallelujah. He opens doors for us. Glory to God. He paid, hallelujah, his son paid the ultimate price for us. Glory to God. And on this day, we celebrate his birth. We're getting that commercial off of him. Come on, somebody. There, hallelujah. I'm telling y'all, tell the truth, shame the devil. I'm not celebrating Santa Claus. I'm celebrating, hallelujah, the birth, hallelujah, of the Savior. Come on, somebody. Hallelujah. Glory to God. So I read that to you to let you know that anytime you are in need of a place of refuge, come on somebody, go into the secret place of the Most High, ask in my son Jesus' name, and I will do it for you. You need in healing, hallelujah, Lord, by your stripes, I am healed. Glory to God. In the name of Jesus, Lord God, I'm in need of increase in my faith. In the name of Jesus, I'm in need, hallelujah, of more finances in the name of Jesus. Glory to God. See, if Jesus wouldn't have come, who would we be praying to? Think about that one. Glory, glory, glory. Don't answer that. Just think about it. Hallelujah. Would you be calling on some other no name? Not me. Hallelujah. I'm calling on the name of Jesus. Just thanking him for everything. Hallelujah. That he's doing, everything that he's done, and what he's about to do. Hallelujah. On January 1, 2017. 7 + 1 = 8. That is our new beginning. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Glory, glory, glory. Lord God, we thank you for this hour. Hallelujah, that you have given us in the name of Jesus. Glory to God. We thank you for your grace and for your mercy. We pray a stealth hedge of protection and a stealth wall of fire all around this line and every person that's listening in, all across the waters, all on the other continents, oh God. Hallelujah. Lord God, we say thank you. Hallelujah, that you are righteousness. You are a banner. You are a peace. You are the Lord of hosts. You are the King of kings. You are El Shaddai. Come on, somebody. You are Jehovah Rapha. Oh, my God. Hallelujah. You are Jehovah Sitkanu. Glory to God. Lord God, we say thank you. Hallelujah. And we declare and decree, hallelujah, that it is so. Hallelujah. We thank you, Lord God, that Pastor Malvin is bringing the word, oh God. Hallelujah. You didn't name him Pastor Wisdom for nothing. We thank you for the wisdom and revelation knowledge that shall come forth in the name of Jesus. Lord, think through his mind and speak through his vocal cords that which you would have him to say to your people. Hallelujah. And we declare and decree that it is so, and not one word of your word shall fall to the ground in Jesus' mighty and matchless name. Hallelujah. Amen, amen, and amen. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Prophet Marquise, hallelujah, will you bless us with, hallelujah, your songs for praise and worship. Glory to God. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. This is entitled Speaking to the Atmosphere. If you want some things, or most of all things in life, you have to speak into existence. I shall have what I decree, yes, I believe it belongs to me. I shall have what I decree, Yes, I believe it belongs to me. So I'm gonna speak into the atmosphere. So I'm gonna speak into the atmosphere. Say I shall have what I decree. Yes, I believe it belongs to me. Say I shall have what I decree. Yes, I believe it belongs to me. So I'm gonna speak into the atmosphere. 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 Here I am to worship. Here I am to bow down. Here I am to say that you're my God. You're altogether lovely. Altogether worthy, altogether wonderful to me. Here I am to worship, here I am to bow down, here I am to say that you're my God, you're altogether lovely, altogether worthy, altogether wonderful to me. Here I am to worship. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Glory to God. Hallelujah. He said, here I am to worship. Here I am to bow down. Hallelujah. Here I am to say that you're my God. Hallelujah. Just excited on today. Hallelujah for what he's saying, for what he's doing in this season, the direction that he's given us. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Here I am to bow down. Hallelujah. Here I am to say that you're my God. Hallelujah. And then he said, speak it into the atmosphere and know. Hallelujah. I'm telling y'all, this straight from me. Hallelujah. It's already done. Glory to God. Hallelujah. That's coming straight from his word. Hallelujah. If you ask in my son Jesus' name, I'll do it for you. Come on, somebody. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Here I am to worship. And speak it into the atmosphere. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Just want to give you one more, hallelujah, one more worship song. Glory to God before we go into our seed planting. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Glory to God. Hallelujah. It's called Emmanuel. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord God. Hallelujah. It's the Christmas season. So come, let us adore him. Hallelujah. Come, let us bow down before him. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Let's worship and adore him. Hallelujah. Come on, get into the spirit of Christ on today. Hallelujah. This is the reason for the season. Hallelujah. I don't mind if you get up and dance. Hallelujah.
Thank you, Lord God. Raise your hands in victory, because all we do is win. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. We worship you. Oh, come, let us adore him. Hallelujah. And bow down before him. Hallelujah. We worship you. Hallelujah. We worship you. Hallelujah. What gifts did you bring before the throne? Hallelujah. On today. Come on, somebody, in the name of Jesus. Did you come just to receive, my God, hallelujah, a gift from others? Or did you come to bring him, hallelujah, glad tidings, hallelujah, bring joy to the world? Come on, somebody, hallelujah. Those songs weren't made just for nothing. Glory to God, hallelujah. They prophetically speak into the atmosphere. Glory to God. So I'm excited on today, hallelujah, about what he's saying and what he's doing in this season. Glory to God, hallelujah. And just thank God, hallelujah, for us being here for this 1 hour on the line. Hallelujah. Just tarry. Can you tarry 1 hour? Glory to God. Hallelujah. It's seed planting time. Glory to God. Hallelujah. I just want, hallelujah, to take a few minutes to share with you how you can sow into this great global ministry. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Go to www.iamaruby.com. Click on seed planting. Hallelujah. And partnership. And once you click there, you'll see a page that will come up where you can enter your information, that which you're going to sow. Put a name on your seed. It says note to seller. Click on that plus. It'll have a box there. So you can actually put a name on your seed, whether it's your tithe, your offerings, your first fruits. We're going to be talking about first fruits, hallelujah, in the near future. Glory to God, what that is and how we can all participate and what it will yield when you give your first fruits. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Hallelujah. We want to thank you in advance for sowing. And go to Malachi 3, hallelujah, read verse 6 through 10. It says, will a man rob God? Yet ye have robbed me, but ye say, wherein, Lord, have we robbed thee? And he said, in tithes and offerings. And I'll let you go on and read the rest for yourself. Glory to God. Hallelujah. We want to thank you for sowing into the ministry. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you for sowing into this great ministry. Hallelujah. And on behalf of Apostle Tashana Wiley, hallelujah, and our co-pastors, hallelujah, Pastor Sanika, Pastor Rochelle, how we want to say thank you, hallelujah, for your generous gifts into this ministry, and it is used for his glory. We're sowing all across the world, hallelujah, sowing into the lives of others who have needs that are far greater than what we need. Glory to God. Hallelujah. So thank you, thank you, thank you. We love you to life. Hallelujah. Pastor Wisdom, I turn it over to you. Hallelujah.
Amen, amen, amen. It's communion time, and this would be an excellent opportunity to get your elements if you have it. Have you come to a place in your spiritual life where you can say, you know for certain, that if you were to die today, you would go to heaven? Suppose that you were to die today and stand before God, and he were to say to you, why should I let you into my heaven? What would you say? I have some good news for you today from the gospel. God's grace through Christ in respect to man's faith is the way to eternal life. Man, because of his fallen nature, sin, transgression, and or iniquity, cannot save himself. Almighty God, Father of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, maker of all things, judge of all people, we acknowledge and bewail the manifold sin and wickedness that we from time to time have most grievously committed against your divine majesty, provoking most justly your wrath and indignation against us. We do earnestly repent and are hurtfully sorry for those our misdoings. To remember them are most grievous unto us. Have mercy upon us, have mercy upon us, most merciful Father. For your Son Jesus Christ's sake, forgive us all that is in the past, and grant that we may hereafter serve and please you to the glory and honor of your name through Jesus Christ our Lord. Amen. Amen. 1 Corinthians 11:23-28, NIV version. For I received from the Lord what I also passed on to you. The Lord Jesus, on the night he was betrayed, took the bread, and when he had given thanks, he broke it and said, this is my body, which is for you. Do this in remembrance of me. You may eat. In the same way after supper, he took the cup, saying, this cup is the new covenant in my blood. Do this whenever you drink it in remembrance of me. You may drink. For whenever you eat this bread and drink this cup, you proclaim the Lord's death until he comes. Amen. You, Lord, thank you, Lord. I just want to thank you, Lord, I just want to thank you. Thank you, Lord. You've been so good to me. You've been so good. I said you've been so good to me. I just want to thank you. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Greetings in the name of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. The topic for today's word is the importance of Virgin Mary's birth. The subtopic is Jesus born in a manger. The scriptures for today is Luke 2, 1 through 21. Why would you say is the Virgin's birth so important? The doctrine of the Virgin's birth is crucially important. Isaiah 7:14, Matthew 1:23, Luke 1:27, and also Luke 34. First, let's look at how Scripture describes the event. In response to Mary's question, how will this be? Luke 1:34. Gabriel says, the Holy Spirit will come upon you, and the power of the Most High will overshadow you. Luke 1:35. The angels encouraged Joseph not to fear marrying Mary with these words. What is conceived in her is from the Holy Spirit, Matthew 1:20. Matthew states that the virgin was found to be with child through the Holy Spirit, Matthew 1:18. Galatians 4:4 also teaches the virgin birth. God sent his son born of a woman. From these passages, it is certainly clear that Jesus' birth was the result of the Holy Spirit working within Mary's body. The immaterial, the spirit to say, and the material, Mary's womb to speak, were both are involved. Mary, of course, could not impregnate herself, and in this sense, she was simply a vessel. Only God could perform the miracles of the incarnation. However, denying a physical connection between Mary and Jesus would imply that Jesus was not truly human. Scripture teaches that Jesus was fully human with a physical body like ours. This he received from Mary. At the time, Jesus was fully God with an eternal sinless nature, John 1:14, 1 Timothy 3:16, Hebrews 2:14-17. Jesus was not born in sin. That is, he had no sin nature, Hebrews 7:26. It would seem that the sin nature is passed down from generation to generation through the Father, Romans 5:12, also Romans 17, and also Romans 19. The virgin birth circumvented the transmission of the sin nature and allowed the eternal God to be a perfect man. Why would you say that Jesus was born in a manger? It is a common saying at Christmas time that Jesus Christ was born in a manger. Of course, it wasn't possible for him to actually be born in a manger, but that's where Mary laid him after his birth, Luke 2:7. Although we are not sure of the exact location of where Jesus was born, we do know that it was near Bethlehem and that there was a manger, our feeding trough, if you will, there. God promised the Savior, Virgin Mary, immediately after mankind's first sin in the Garden of Eden, Genesis 3:15. Hundreds of years later, the prophet Micah foretold the birth of Christ in the small town of Bethlehem. But you, Bethlehem, Ephraim, through you are small among, though you are small among the clans of Judah, out of you will come from me one who will be ruler over Israel, whose origins are from of old, from ancient times, Micah 5:2. This prophecy was fulfilled when Jesus' earthly parents, Mary and Joseph, were called to Bethlehem for a census of the entire Roman territory, Luke 2, 1-5. While they were in Bethlehem, the time came for Jesus to be born, Luke 2:6. Because of the crowd that had come to Bethlehem, there was no room at the inn for Mary and Joseph, Luke 2:7. While tradition says that the inn was a sort of a hotel, we don't know for sure. In fact, the Greek word translated inn, kataluma, could be translated guest room. This fact has led some to believe that Jesus may not have been born in a stable or a barn, but in a house with a lower floor serving as a nighttime shelter for the family's animals. If that were the case, it would be surprising to find a manger located in the area, in that area of the house. It wouldn't be surprising to find a manger located in that area of the house. When Luke states that there was no room in the kataluma, he could mean that there was no room on the upper level, which would have been full of other people sleeping. In any case, Jesus was born at night in some sort of keeping place for animals. After he was delivered, Mary, his mother, wrapped him in cloth and laid him in the manger, Luke 2:7. Later the same night, shepherds from nearby fields found him, just as the angels told them they would, Luke 2:10 through 12. So why was the Savior and King born in a place where animals were kept? And why was he then laid in the animal's food trough? Surely God's Son deserved a high-profile birth in the most elegant surroundings. But instead, God's own Son made his appearance on earth in the lowest of circumstances. This humbling birth conveys an amazing message to creation. The transcendent God condescended to come to us. Instead of coming to earth as a pampered, privileged ruler, Jesus was born in meekness as one of us. He is approachable, accessible, available. No palace gates bar the way to him. No ring of guards prevent our approach. The King of Kings comes to us humbly, and his first bed was a manger. Amen, amen, amen. Dr. Apostle Marsha Jones, the microphone is yours.
Hallelujah. Glory to God. Hallelujah. We bless your name, oh God. Hallelujah. Glory to God. We're only 30 minutes in, y'all. Hallelujah. And I'm telling y'all, hallelujah, that he has done great things for us. Hallelujah. On this line, Pastor Wisdom just told us about his birth. Hallelujah. And how they said he was born in a manger. And people keep saying a stable. Glory to God. Hallelujah. The point of the matter is, hallelujah, like he said, he wasn't born with a silver spoon or a gold spoon in his mouth. He was born in meager, under meager circumstances, under in, hallelujah, in plain. Come on, somebody. Plain Jane, that's like I like to live. They say live under the radar, live below my means. Hallelujah, I'm live within the means that he has given us. Glory to God. Hallelujah, because he's given us more. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Is there anybody on the line? Hallelujah, as I prepare to pray for Pastor Malvin. Hallelujah. Prepare to pray for Pastor Malvin. Is there anybody on the line that needs prayer? Glory to God. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Lord God, we thank you for this hour. Hallelujah. And we just cover Pastor Malvin right now in the name of Jesus. Lord God, we thank you for your grace. We thank you for your mercy. Hallelujah. And for how you keep watch over him. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus, Lord, that which he has poured out. Hallelujah, Lord God, we thank you. Hallelujah, that you pour back into him. Hallelujah, replenish, revive. Hallelujah, refresh, renew him. Hallelujah, we thank you for giving us, hallelujah, the story of your birth. Glory to God. Hallelujah, for how you came to be the Savior of the world. And we don't take that lightly, oh God. Lord God, we thank you. Hallelujah, that we're your men, we're your women. Hallelujah. That come to spread the good news, hallelujah, of your birth in this season, hallelujah, and will spread throughout our lifetime, hallelujah, that which you have given us to say to your people, hallelujah, in the name of Jesus, glory to God, hallelujah. So we bow down on this day, oh God, hallelujah, and give you glory because you sent Pastor Malvin by with a right now word, hallelujah, with revelation knowledge, hallelujah, he increased in wisdom, hallelujah, in your wisdom, he decreased of himself, and Lord God, you increase, hallelujah, so we say thank you, hallelujah, and we declare and decree that no backlash, no whiplash, no retaliatory spirit shall come upon him, nor shall it befall him. We command it to go back to the dry places in the name of Jesus. We declare and decree, hallelujah, healing, increase, promotion, favor, hallelujah, tsunami overflow of blessings shall come upon him and overtake him in the name of Jesus. Glory to God. Lord God, we thank God for Prophet Marquise, hallelujah, for bringing, hallelujah, us those songs. Glory to God. Hallelujah. When we asked him to come, glory to God. Hallelujah. When we asked him to come, hallelujah, he came without, hallelujah, without even exchanging a word except for, okay, amen, hallelujah, what do you want me to do, hallelujah, how can I give back, hallelujah, to the ministry. So we're just excited and glad that he could join us on today. Glory to God, we declare and decree that it is so, hallelujah, every blessing over the men of God's lives are yay and amen, yes, and it is so, hallelujah, it is so, in Jesus' name. Amen, amen, and amen. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Hallelujah. We bless your name, oh God. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Glory, glory, glory. So in this time, hallelujah, we're going to go ahead and just continue to worship. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Glory to God. Then we'll give announcements. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Just remember in this season, hallelujah, that it's not about us. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus.
I'm going to call it a
Hallelujah. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Just remember, this season, it's not about us. It's not about you. It's not about me. Glory to God. It's about Jesus. Hallelujah. It's about his birth. Come on, somebody. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. We're going to go in, hallelujah, right now, and we're going to bow down and worship him. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Bow down and worship him. Hallelujah. When they came to where he was, hallelujah, and presented him with gifts, they bowed down, hallelujah, and began to worship him. Glory to God. Hallelujah. So worship with us. Hallelujah. Bow down and worship him by Bishop Paul Sylvester Morton. Hallelujah.
Close your eyes, go ahead and close them, but I want you to focus upon Jesus now. For he alone is worthy to be worshipped and worthy to be adored. Can I get an amen on that? Can I get an amen on that? The Bible records in Matthew chapter 2 and verse number 11. It says, when the wise men came to the place where baby Jesus was, it says, when they saw him, they fell down and worshipped him. Everybody say, fell down. They bowed down. They worshipped him. And the scripture says, and then their treasures were opened. And they presented unto him it. And therein is a glorious revelation of the Spirit. And it is this. That when you and I will humble ourselves and begin to worship, the treasure that is in this earthen vessel begins to open up. Somebody say yes. And the gifts of the Spirit of God that are within us begin to flow. I believe if we will worship God with our whole heart, our whole spirit and soul, God's presence and power will begin to move in this place. People can be healed and delivered even while we're worshiping and recording. Does anybody believe that with me? I want you to lift up your hands now and begin to lift up your voices. That's right. Just begin to open your own mouth and begin to worship him out of your spirit. Just begin to bless his holy name. If he's done anything, show me.
enter in. Oh, enter in. Burning fire. Communion. Awesome presence fills this room. This is holy ground. This is holy ground. Yes, Lord God. This is holy ground. So now, hallelujah. Hallelujah. Come on and bow down. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Bow down and worship him. Hallelujah. Enter in. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. He's an all-consuming fire. He's burning up everything that's not like him, that's trying to attach itself, hallelujah, to his people. Come on, somebody, in the name of Jesus, glory to God. Hallelujah. We're nearing the end of our broadcast on today. Just want to check and see if our chief apostle, Tashauna Wiley, would like to have a word before Pastor Malvin, hallelujah, says the prayer, does the altar call and praise us out. Glory to God, Apostle Tashauna. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Glory, glory, glory.
Can you guys hear me?
Yes, ma'am. Hallelujah. Blessings.
Amen, amen. I just want to say blessings, blessings, blessings to everybody listening on the broadcast. Hallelujah. Truly, this is the day that the Lord has made for every last one of us. We should celebrate, rejoice, and be grateful and have gratitude in it. Hallelujah. This is the day, hallelujah, that we can celebrate our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. We can celebrate him, love him, oh my God, cherish him, and just tell him how much we thank him. Hallelujah. I'm telling you, the greatest gift that we ever can have is Jesus. He is the ultimate gift. Hallelujah. He is the greatest gift that ever entered into the universe and ever entered into our lives. Hallelujah. Today was just a wonderful, powerful, remarkable day. Oh, my God, the broadcast was off the chain. Hallelujah. Bless you. I'm Ruby Jacksonville. Hallelujah. Prophet Markeishi sung my song, speaking to the atmosphere. Hallelujah. My God, it just was a powerful word. Pastor Wisdom, as always, may God just give you even greater gifts in your spirit as you begin to go before him. Hallelujah, that even as you was pouring out to the people on today, that God would just upload gifts inside of you. Am I not shifting your gifts, speaking into your gifts, speaking into your loins and the essence of your spirit? May he continue to speak and give you his new word, his new rhemic word, his new logos word, his new, my God, supersonic word directly from the portals of heaven over your life. Continue to stay in his faith. Continue to know that you have a mandate over your life. Know that God has given you a decree to allow you to be a virtuoso, allow you to be a master of his word, because he has chosen you to be a king in the earth realm. Continue to be empowered. Continue to be uplifted. And also, Apostle Firestarter, continue to stay on the wall. Hallelujah. Continue to stay in his faith, knowing that God has given you, my God, the dominion to speak to the troposphere, to speak to the exosphere, and giving you the, my God, the glorific anointing, my God, to be, my God, his heavenly queen, to walk in the earth realm. And as you begin to walk, the earth shall follow you and obey the words that come out of your mouth. You all be blessed. I'm Ruby Jacksonville. This has been a phenomenal and a wonderful, happy, wonderful, great Christmas. Be blessed. I'm going on the agape. Hallelujah.
Amen. Amen. The doors of the church are now open. If there is one out there who would like to give their life to Christ, is there one? Will you come? Is there one? Will you come? For those who are out there who are visiting us today via computer or sick and shut in, and you would like to give your life to Christ, if you would just repeat this prayer with me in that regard. Father God, we come to you with the understanding that we all are sinners. As in Romans 3:10, we declare and decree that it is written, there is none righteous, no, not one. We acknowledge and bewail our manifold sins and wickedness that we have grievously committed against your divine majesty. We confess that we are all sinners in need of mercy and forgiveness for God. We submit that we deserve eternal punishment. Hear our words, O Lord, as a sinner of plea for grace instead of judgment. It is our prayer for mercy instead of wrath. Thank you, God, for what you have done to redeem our lost and sinful condition. As God Almighty flesh and became a human being in the personage of Jesus Christ, he taught the truth about God as he lived a perfectly righteous and sinless life. He died on the cross in our place, taking the punishment that we deserve. He rose from the dead to demonstrate his victory over sin, death, hell. Because of his death, burial, and resurrection, we can have our sins forgiven and be promised an eternal home in heaven. If we'll just place our faith in Jesus Christ, all we have to do is believe that he died in our place and rose from the dead. We can be saved by grace alone, through faith alone, and in Jesus Christ alone. Ephesians 2:8 declares, "For it is by grace you have been saved through faith, and this is not from yourself. It is a gift of God, the benediction. Oh, the depths, the riches, and the wisdom and the knowledge of God. How unsearchable are his judgments, and how inscrutable his ways. For him and through him, to him, all things. To him be glory forever and ever. Amen." Romans 11:33, also 36. Amen, amen, amen. This concludes our broadcast for today, and we want to express our extreme appreciation for your participation of listening in. In Jesus' name, we will greet you to come back and join us again. Agape.
Agape.